We were discussing yesterday the question dealt with in the Poskim Acharonim regarding the translation of the Torah into German and the opposition voiced by the Chassam Sofer in his Perush al Torah in Parshas Shmos, opposition voiced by Shlomo Kluger in his Tshuvos Elef L'Chashlomo, Simin Reish Nun Ches. They were referring both to the German translation of Moshe Mendelssohn. We mentioned as well the tshuva of Sefer Teferes Yosef, of Yosef Hananya Meisels of Pemishlan, written to the Devar Chaim of Tzanz regarding translation of the Agados in the Gemara of the Ein Yaakov, and the question dealt with by the Ben Ish Chai and his tshuvas Rav Pa'olim regarding translation of Sifrei Kabbalah into Arabic. And one common thing that we noted was Shlomo Kluger writes that he spoke also of the translation of the Mishnah, and he mentioned how the Mishnayos are interpreted in various different ways by different Rishonim, and if the translator is going to pick one translation and one interpretation to print in the German translation of the Mishnah, so Rav Kluger was Mechadesh that, whereas if you read the Mishnah in the original Hebrew, so that is all inclusive of whatever was intended by the Tana who wrote it, and that's a kim of Talmud Torah. But if one reads the German translation only without the Hebrew, and if it so happens, he writes, that the translation shows an interpretation that is not emes lamita, so if Kluger writes, you're not going to mekayim mitzvahs Talmud Torah at all. Remarkable, remarkable chiddush. But the common theme that was echoed by Chassam Sofer and by Shlomo Kluger is that the original Lashon HaKodesh very often might be inaccurately misrepresented in the translation, if such a translation is attempted, and therefore it is best to oppose such translations. Where we find that this also appears to be a common theme is not with regard to, not just with regard to Chumash, Mishnayos, Sifrei Kabbalah, Agados of the Gemara, but with regard to Tefillah. And here, it's actually quite remarkable, because the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Mishnah and Sota, Daf Lamed Gimel, tells us Beferish. In Siman Kuf Alef, Shulchan Aruch says, Yochol lehispal b'chol loshon sheyirtze. You can daven in any language you want. Beferish Halacha in Shulchan Aruch. And yet, this also was a remarkable and well-known controversy back in the early 1800s when a number of the early proponents of reform were encouraging and promoting prayer services in German. And in response to such proposals, a small sefer was published in 1819. It's actually quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, called the Ela Divrei HaBris, and it featured a collection of letters written by Gedolei Olam of that time, the Chassam Sofer, Rav Mordechai Bennett, the Pekiva Eger, the Nesivus HaMishpat, Yaakov Avlisa, all vociferously, firstly opposing such innovations. And it's fascinating to see their arguments against prayer services in the vernacular, where, as the Shulchan Aruch says, one can daven b'chol lashon sheyirtze, they were not going to stand for and tolerate any such innovation in the Batei Knesios. So as an example, the Chassam Sofer writes in his letter published in Ve'el Divrei HaBris, he says, to daven tefillah b'tzibur in a language other than lashon HaKodesh, I efshar b'shem ofen, he says. He says, I to mishnah arucha, elu ne'amar b'chol lashon, it's b'feresh a mishnah, so why am I so opposed to it? He says that allowance in the Mishnah to daven b'chol lashon is dafka yachid ba'akroi, dafka an individual on a temporary basis. Aval lahasmid, but to make this a constant, and especially the shliach tzibur to daven b'lashon ha'amim, vaday iser gomer. He says, after all, why did Anshei Knesset HaGdola in the first place? Why were they misakin the tefillah in lashon hakodesh? We know from the Nevi'im, Ezra Nechemiah, from the Rambam, at the time that Ezra Sofer came back to Eretz Yisrael, half of Klal Yisrael was speaking a foreign language. Chatzam medaber ashdodis. They were speaking a foreign language. They weren't speaking Lashon HaKodesh. In fact, we saw in the Gemara Daf Yomi recently, in the Gemara Megillah, when the Pasuk says, Vayikru b'sefer Torah salakim meforesh v'som sechel. So Chazal in the first Perek of Megillah say, V'som sechal v'yikr b'seif v'tohes l'akim v'farsh means Zeh Targum. They translated it into Aramaic because the Jews didn't understand the Lashon HaKodesh of the Sefer HaTorah. At least many of them did not. So ask Chassam Sofer, so if so many Jews spoke Ashdodis, spoke Aramaic, spoke Targum, so why would Chazal Mesak and Tefillah B'Lashon HaKodesh? Says the Pshat is, very Pashat he says, Ashkenaz Sagdolah were Nevi'im, says they knew that Tefillah can't be B'chol Lashon that you wish. He says, V'lo B'chol Ofen T'malech Chesron Avodah Space HaMikdash, you can't just, in any which way you want, make up for the loss of the Avot and the Mikdash. He says, rather Mesakein Ma Shahayu Yecholim Mesakein Betevos Yeduos VeKavanos Ritzuyos. Very specific words that were chosen with very specific meaning and intentions behind them. He writes, V'hem Nimnu Akol Teva VeTeva VeAkol Os VeOs. Every word, every letter was chosen by Anshei Knesset HaGdola when they were Mesakein the Tfilos of Shmoneh Esrei. He says, you can't just translate them into a different language. And so therefore, says Chassam Sofer, he was very opposed to this translation of the Tfilos into vernacular. That was the Chassam Sofer. The Maran Bennett, Rav Mordechai Bennett, also in a letter published in the same Kuntres Veil Devar Bris, writes the following. He says, what about the Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We know in Poskim, the Shemos of Hashem have different meanings. The Shem Havaya, Yudke Vavke, represents on the one hand, Ha Yehovah V'yiyah, God is eternal. On the other hand, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mahava Hakol, He created everything. How are you going to reflect that in a German word referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You're not going to have both of those connotations implied. You're going to miss out on that entirely. You can't possibly replace the Lashon HaKodesh, Shem Hashem, with a German term referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says further, and this perhaps along the lines of Reb Shlomo Kluger also, what about the Psukim of Tehillim quoted in our Tfilos, he says? He says, in Tehillim you have so many Mefarshim. You have Rashi, Radak, Ibn Ezra, Rabag, you have all these other Rishonim. Everyone gives their own interpretation of Tehillim. So what's going to happen? A translator is going to pick one that he thinks, to his mind, flows best with the Lashon of the Pasuk. So who gives him the right to decide? He says, sometimes in one Pasuk, you have a guy who translates one half of the Pasuk like Rashi, one half like Radak. Mechatesi, who made you the right, gave you the right to decide which one you think is better? He says, you don't have that ability to choose when you translate what the Pasuk should be referring to. And so therefore as well, the Maran Bennett, very much opposed to this notion of davening in the vernacular. Rabbi Akiva Eiger, also a letter in Ve'eilat Divrei HaBris, says the following. He says, even though the din is, as we just saw before, Chassam Sofer quoted, Simon Kuf Aleph, Sotel Amud Gimel, that tefillah can be said in any lashon, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, much like Chassam Sofer, said also, Zeh Bakroi Ba'alma. It's only on a short-term basis. Lamasha, you have a person converting. Their Hebrew is not that good yet. They're not that fluent in Hebrew yet. So when they are in the process of conversion, they'll first, daven in the language they understand, the English translation. And then when they're, over time, able to practice and able to review the Lashon HaKodesh, they'll eventually transition into Tefillah B'chol Lashon. Okay, so as Rabbi Akiva Eiger writes, B'Akrei Ba'alma, you have the right to daven Tefillah B'chol Lashon. But to be koveya, that you should daven regularly, but in the vernacular, Chas Mela Haskari says, Chalila, Chalila Milasos Kain. And then he writes the following, again, along the lines of the Chassam Sofer. He says, Anshiknes Sagdor Mesakin Tfila Beloshon HaKodesh Tzach Venaki. He says, Mi Odea Ad Heichan Kavanosam Magia B'chol Teva V'Teva B'Nigla B'Nister. You think you can understand what Anshiknes Sagdor meant when they chose that word or that word, what the Nigla interpretation is, what the Nister interpretation is? And then he writes the following. Here is an additional interesting point. Says to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, I'll tell me, but I don't know Hebrew. What am I supposed to do? I'll daven and it means nothing to me. What am I supposed to do? Rabbi Akiva Eiger writes, he says, well, if they don't understand Lashon HaKodesh, because they weren't educated to understand Lashon HaKodesh, Zehu ba'atzmo ra'u mar ma'od. That itself is a problem. So why don't you understand Lashon HaKodesh? Levazos l'shonenu hatar v'yofa. Your mevaze, our holy, beautiful language. So you're complaining now, I don't speak Lashon HaKodesh, I got to speak in daven in German. Well, why don't you know Lashon HaKodesh? That's your problem. Let's just throw it aside, he says, that you shouldn't learn Lashon HaKodesh, and instead you should learn German, French, Latin. Chas Malahasker, that's the problem, he writes. That's also a problem. Nesivas HaMishpat brings another raya, Rabbi Yaakov of Lisa. Again, in the same sefer of Eil Divrei Bris, brings another raya from the Daf Yomi Gemara we saw recently as well, Megillah Daf Chafei. The Gemara there says that there was one individual who went to daven for the Amid in the presence of Rabbi Hanina. And he started saying in the Tefillah, Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor, Vahanoira, Ha'adir, Vahachazak, Vahamitz. And Hanina said to him, are you done? All the Shvachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you finished? We say Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor, Vahanoira, because that Moshe Benu himself in the Psukim allowed us to say. So Ashkenaz Hagdola instituted those Lashonos in the Shemoneh Esrei. But you can't then add on additional Shavach because where do you stop? So Yaakov, at least it says, it seems in that Gemara that the additional words that were added on were all different meanings, different types of Shavach. That's why he was being asked by B'chanina, you're done. You said all these Divrei Shavach, there's nothing more to say? What Rabbi Yaakov Lisa points out is that the Lashon HaKodesh words appear to us to be synonymous. Gibor, Amitz, Chazak. But in truth, he says, in Lashon HaKodesh, there are no synonyms. This is what the Malbim is famous for. Always distinguishing between what seems to be similar words in Lashon HaKodesh. Shabbi Yaakov Lisa also writes, he says, there is no such thing as synonyms in Lashon HaKodesh. Everyone has a different implication. So when are you going to translate it? How are you going to translate what in Lashon HaKodesh, there are subtle distinctions between Gibor, Adir, Chazak, Amitz. And you're going to try to capture the nuances of those distinctions in your translation? Impossible, he says. Then he adds as well, along the lines of Kivega, but a little more forcefully. He says, and furthermore, he says, Limud Lashon HaKodesh is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. Quotes the Rambam in Perasha Mishnayos of Perkei Avos, have a zar b'mitzvah kala kevachamura. What's mitzvah kala? One of the examples Rambam gives, he says, Simchas Aregel and Lemedas Lashon HaKodesh. It's a mitzvah to learn Lashon HaKodesh, says the Nesivas, says the Yaakov of Lisa. So you're going to daven b'lashon asacherim. You're going to forget Lashon HaKodesh altogether. That also, he says, is a problem. And ironically, Rebbetzin Dr. Judith Bleich, in a paper that she was writing back in 2000, I assume by now she's published it. I don't know if and where it's published, but I saw the draft back in 2000, a paper titled Liturgical Innovation and Spirituality, Trends and Trendiness. She commented back then how ironic it is that as of 2000, the heads of the Reform themselves are now calling for a new revolution of Reform, as if they'd rediscovered America. What are they calling for? They're calling for a return to the Hebrew language liturgy, as if they suddenly came to their senses. And they themselves are now making the very same arguments that the Gedol Yisrael made 150 years ago. Mazel Tov, they finally saw the light. So, Lahavdil, at that point, Eric Yaffe, who was a leader of the Reform movement, was making the very same arguments, writes Dr. Bleich, that the Gedol Yisrael made a century and a half earlier, and of course fails to acknowledge that these were their arguments, and that Lashon HaKodesh and Tefillah was maintained and preserved only because of them, but at least they're finally, to a certain extent, recognizing that they were so wrong in that regard, and now calling to return to Lashon HaKodesh and Tefillah. And just to conclude with one beautiful thought from Rav Hirsch, that Rebbetzin Dr. Judy Bleich quotes from Rav Hirsch in Chorev, he says that the Lashon HaKodesh in our tefillah is a most important spiritual bond that still unites in the Batei Knesios all the scattered members of our nation, east, west, north, and south. It is a bond that maintains Klal Yisrael's unity throughout the Golus, and it is also, he writes, a language that gives expression to our religious and national thought that can't possibly be captured accurately in translation. So Gedol Yisrael, clearly in their foresight, even when it would seem, I have a heter, Shulchan Aruch, a halacha, but they saw so keenly and so accurately through the agenda of the others and championed the cause that ultimately, Baruch Hashem, has proven to be correct.